Good morning, Barbara.
Right, Cliona Shaffrey and myself are here waiting for your phone call. And Cliona, tell us a little bit about Temple Bar Galleries and Studios, please.
Well, we're located in the heart of Temple Bar, which I think most people know where it is in the city. And we're a gallery facing onto the street. And above us, we're quite a large building, and people probably don't realise there are 30 artists who have studios here. And I suppose that's what we are about. We're about artists who make work, and the work that they make in their studios then goes on to be exhibited in Ireland and often throughout the world. And really exciting artists, visual artists who are here. And then in our gallery, we show five exhibitions every year.
And tell us a bit about what's coming up this year.
Well, and as I should say, as well as our studios and our gallery, obviously we're really interested in our audiences, and we're interested in the connections that we make to them. So we have, as well as that, a growing and extensive public engagement programme, which consists of workshops and tours and visits and family days and etc. So at the moment, we have an opening coming up on Thursday evening. And that's Ronan McRae's new work, Evanescence Copy Mechanism. And it's going to be an absolutely beautiful, if you like, slide installation, multiple slides projecting onto the wall, and 16mm film on another wall. That is work that he has, you know, created from an archive of images that he's collected. So that's opening on Thursday evening, and in the atrium space, which we've begun to use increasingly for artists to in the studios to show their work in process. Two of the founder members of the studios, Robert Armstrong and Joe Hanley, are showing work that they made back in the studios in the 1980s of posters that they had a kind of a print studio, and they printed posters for many of the exhibitions and plays and performances that were going on in the city at the time.
That sounds very exciting altogether, you know. And I was looking at your programme for this coming year, and you do events also for children, which I'm interested in, and I think our listeners would be as well.
Yeah, well, we have started to do a little more work within workshops and for children, and we have a program called Making Connections, which basically is about trying to say, look, we're down in the middle of Temple Bar, we're right on the street, the door is open, come in, we're free, the art is there for everybody. We also are doing, you know, more and more programs, not like every maybe once a month. There's a Saturday family workshop in the gallery for a workshop in the gallery for families, which people can check out on the website, given by an artist. And generally, it relates to some aspect of the exhibition. So in a way, it's not about the children having to, to make anything like what's in the exhibition, but the ideas for the workshop come from that. And they're really, they're all free. And they're very, very popular, so you have to book, obviously, and you on Eventbrite on our website, or sometimes you can just call into the gallery and join in. There's often people don't turn up to things as well, and there might be a space there as well. So there's all kinds of activities that involve, I suppose, or maybe not all kinds, but we have a number of sort of events that we are working around between, you know, that we are engaging more with diverse audiences. So that could also be adults as well. So, for example, we've run a series with artists in the studios as well, a series of workshops in January, where they also did, for the artists in the studios, each took a workshop for a group of adults, and they were from working in sculpture, in line, in performance, and in text, and they were taken over a series of days. So I just encourage you, you know, go onto the website, and you can perhaps find something that will be interesting for people who are interested in art and making in things and in engaging and looking at it.
Yeah, the other thing, I mean, this brochure, by the way, John, is very good, the programme. And the other thing that would really interest me was also your item called Free Space. And there's also things going on there, and I didn't know about them.
Yeah, well, Free Space is we have the studios, as I explained, there's 30 in the building. And one of the studios is a kind of, if you like, it's an empty, open, large-scale room, which looks down onto the street, and it's a big space which we use for many things. We use it for our own program of talks, for screening films. Artists go in there sometimes and test out their work. We even use it for venue hire. But we also make it available to groups of artists who want to make a proposal to work on a project that might have a public moment. And from the, you know, the kinds of people that have worked there over the years have included, I just mentioned one group, their plastic moving image, who are a group of artists who work in moving image, and they met over over a number of years, and they developed a big festival outfit for Artists Moving Image. So they kind of have this opportunity to meet together, to discuss their work, to show their work, to have a public occasion where they might do something, where they put on something for the public. It's a performance, it's a screening or whatever else, and they get that space then for free. They make a little application, and we kind of work around what we can do to facilitate them. Because I suppose what we are aware of is that there isn't in the city there's a real demand for spaces, and there's not a lot of spaces that artists can have to come together to meet and to do the work that isn't going to either cost them a lot, and actually even paying for a space like that, if there's a demand on it at the moment.
Yeah, there is. There's a real problem in this city for art space. Well, that's absolutely fantastic, Rima. I mean, really, there's an awful lot going there in Temple Bar Galleries and Studios, folks, that you wouldn't just know about. But if you walk in, you're more than welcome. You can come in and look at all the exhibitions and, you know, pick up a brochure, and you might find out something that would interest you. And, Cliona, just to come to a finish, what's the website people need?
It's www.templebargallery.com.
Absolutely fantastic. Now, isn't that great, John?
That sounds fantastic, as usual, Barbara.
There is so much happening in the visual arts in this city,
yeah.
And that's why I'm bringing it to everybody's attention, because nobody else is doing that, you know?
And you say you reckon that even the programme is a piece of a work of art yourself.
Oh, well, you can look at the programme as well. I'll bring it out to you. It's a great programme, and we'll leave it there in the studio for everybody, and they can mention it themselves as well.
Okay, Barbara, listen, thanks for that. We'll talk again next week.
No problem.
Thank you.
Okay, see you. Bye.
Bye.